This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by one of our favorite guests, Kathy Quinn. Kathy is a small business guru, a leader in advising small businesses. She serves, leads one of the chambers of commerce, and just a terrific person. I'm going to talk to Kathy today about how do people stay motivated and excited as we get going in this new year, as the pandemic starts to peel away, but still sort of a lot of issues around the pandemic. Kathy, why don't you take it away and tell us, how do you stay excited and motivated as we get going on a new year?
Well, thanks, Scott. This is a really important topic, and I have three tips. I call them the three P's: permission, positivity, and planning. And it's real simple. One of the things that for employees or business owners or entrepreneurs, you have to give yourself permission to pivot, change, and most importantly, fail, because this is a crazy time, right? So don't feel defeated by some of the things that you might be doing that maybe don't turn out exactly the right way, because this is unprecedented times. So give yourself that permission. I think one of the other things that people don't do when they're in a semi-crisis mode of business is they don't take time for themselves. And so there's a Pomodoro technique that I use with Alexa to give myself little breaks of times or reminders to get back to something I don't really want to do, and Alexa pushes me. So give yourself permission. It's all good. And then in terms of positivity, this is really critical. I'm a very positive person. I like to see the silver lining in things. And I think what people have to remember is surround yourself with positive people, positive concepts. Stop the negative thinking. We all have that little loop in our head where we start to think of something and we go to the negative side. Go to the positive side. There's always something good that you can see in any solution. So make a plan to go to that, you know, positive messaging. And I think one of the ways people can do this is, you know, we have access to all these wonderful TED Talks. If you're in a little bit of a funk and you're not feeling positive, go to the internet, look up a TED Talk on any subject that you're interested in, and take a few minutes and listen to it. It's really, really a good way to get yourself in a more positive kind of mood. And then planning, that's really critical too, because one of the things that people have seen in business is their regular plans aren't necessarily working, or now they have to change things up. So review what worked for you in the past year. Also, take a look at what didn't work and figure out how you can change that, right? So you want to keep planning. You want to create concepts and ideas for things that you can do in the immediate present time, but also for going forward. You know, what comes next? Take a look at that. Sometimes sit down, and no matter what kind of business you're in, there's a future of that industry. So imagine and have some planning fun and use SMART goals, you know, the specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, timely. Plan it out. And again, if things don't work out, give yourself permission to move on to something else. It's pretty simple.
So the three P's: permission to try things, to do things, to let yourself fail, whatever it is, permission to let yourself off the hook. Positivity. Yes. Maintain that tremendously positive attitude. You can't do it all the time, but surround yourself with positive people too. You know the people that bring you down, you know the people that bring you up. Spend more time with the people that bring you up. And then planning, and to keep on planning, keep on looking, whether it's your notebook, whatever it is, to make sure your checklist, whatever it is, to keep planning for the future and planning for the day, whatever it might be, to get yourself in a mindset of focus on something other than yourself. So permission, positivity, planning, and then setting SMART goals is part of, tied into all that, setting goals that are achievable and realistic, and so forth. Kathy, anything else you wanted to add on how do you stay so positive every day?
You know what? I really do try to surround myself with positive people. And that has been, I think, the one thing that I really love working with entrepreneurs. They're risk takers, but they're also positive people, because if you're going to succeed in some type of a goal, you have to look at what could be, right? You imagine the best outcome. Sometimes it doesn't happen, but just having that energy is very positive. It works for everyone, regardless of if you own a business or you work in a business. always look for the silver lining. That's always my motto, because I think that really helps keep you on course. And you're right, it doesn't always work, right? Some days we have days we're in a little funk, but when you kind of pivot your mindset and say, what's the positive that will come out of this? It's really a great way to keep yourself motivated and focused on what could be. And I think being positive is something that we have to work on every single day. It's not something you put in the back pocket, but you have to work on it. And when you do encounter something that might be negative, you know, step away, go to your positive friend. That's why I think networking is so important for people. When you're in a group of positive people, you can feed ideas off of each other and have that kind of energy. It's really important for entrepreneurs, especially.
Kathy, I appreciate you joining us today. Kathy Quinn on the Becker Business Podcast. Always helpful. Three core thoughts on staying motivated and excited this year: permission, positivity, and planning. I love it. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.